Recording. We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Ridges Estates Infrastructure Financing District this Monday, August 25th, 2025, at 1 p.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of YorCal in South Jordan, Utah. Let's do a quick roll call. I'm Tom Jolly, and I am District Counsel.
I'm Brandi Wasson and I'm paralegal.
David Kilpak, District Chair.
Mac Jensen, Secretary.
Ryan Tidwell, Vice Chair, I believe.
Board member and vice chair.
Yes.
David Hutchison with CLA, District Accountant.
And I'm Nick Carlson, also with CLA.
Thank you, everybody. We're just going to follow our agenda today. So we have no preliminary action items. Let's go to our consent items. The first is to approve the draft minutes of the board meeting held on May 27th. The board did receive in its packet the draft minutes for the May 27th, 2025 board meeting. Just open it up to see if you guys have any questions. Okay, do we have a motion to approve the May 27th, 2025 board meeting?
Make that motion.
2025 board meeting.
Great, do we have a second?
I second that.
Thank you. Motion made by Dave Kilpak with a second by Mac Jensen. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our second consent agenda item. This is to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting. I'm not sure we have actually have any, but in the interest of getting in the habit, the reimbursement, the acquisition or reimbursement agreement requires that there be a ratification resolution approving these requisitions. So just as a matter of course, to make sure we keep the district in compliance, I just like to have a motion that, even if there wasn't one, let's just keep solid practice. So do we have a motion to approve and ratify applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting on May 27, 2025?
I move that we approve and ratify payment applications as well.
Second.
Second that.
Thank you. The motion is made by Dave Kilpak with a second by Mac Jensen. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you very much. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our action items. Just briefly, David, just to confirm, the reason why we're not approving Q2 financials is because the board, the district just closed on its bonds towards the end of Q2. So we'll be approving and reviewing Q3 financials.
Well, they closed in July, so.
Yeah.
Yep. So no activity through 6:30. So with the bonds closing in July, then we'll have Q3 financials with that.
Great. So I put an action item on here to consider engaging a service provider to provide district management services. And I wanted to, I was just talking with Dave and Mac about this. In working with the various infrastructure financing districts and public improvement districts that I've set up and been a part of over these last couple of years, I know it's kind of become clear to me that there's a more efficient and economic way to do district management post-closing. And so I've interviewed, you know, a couple service providers to get kind of the scope of what they would be doing. But it's the district has to have funds for operation and administration. It needs to stay in compliance with statutory laws, and it also needs to stay in compliance with the bond documents. And so I think historically district council has taken the responsibility for, you know, spearheading requisition requests, handling quarterly meetings, budget meetings, making sure all the insurance renewals, everything that the district needs to do to, you know, operate, takes place. And CLA, or the district accountant, kind of takes responsibility for disclosures, audit annually, filing the necessary paperwork with the state auditor. And, you know, one thing that's kind of came up with, at least with our firm, is one of capacity to be servicing all of the districts that are in the post-management phase or post-closing phase versus the workload on the front end of creation and the bond transaction. So, so I wanted to see if there is a way. And then the other thing too, is these districts have limited, you know, they have a limited budget to operate. And so I just wanted to explore whether there was maybe a more efficient way to handle some of the admin expenses. Now, district council is still required, but it would be essentially just if there's a legal issue coming up, legal counsel would focus on district legal issue. And then the admin stuff would, you know, scheduling meetings and stuff like that. So with that said, CLA has a division within their company that provides district management services. I know they've been doing a lot in Colorado, but they are also expanding here in Utah and have several districts they manage here. So we have Nick Carlson with CLA here today. And Nick, I'm going to turn the time over to you. Maybe you can throw up that sheet that you sent me and just introduce yourself to the board and let them know about this these services that you provide.
Sure. Thanks so much for having me, everyone. Are you able to see the document?
Yes.
Okay. Well, I think you gave a very good overview of what we do. Essentially, we've been working with special districts in Colorado for decades, and primarily our role is taking taking care of all of the back of house administrative tasks. In Colorado, we have we play a heavier role in kind of boots on the ground and day to day management, but we have expanded over to Utah. And here's a short list of kind of everything that we can offer to help fulfill those kind of that heavy administrative burden at a lower cost than most attorneys. We have a streamlined team that works on, I think at this point, we're over 20 districts just on the district management portion in Utah. And I'm happy to answer any questions you might have.
Nick, is this something that you do on a, you know, an hourly basis, or do you provide us with kind of a budget and this is what we would charge on a quarterly basis? I'm assuming we have a responsibility to get a few bids and compare them.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, we'll go over that.
Okay.
I just wanted to introduce you to Nick and his firm and kind of let him go over the services, why I personally think this type of stuff is necessary, and it's more efficient. But then once Nick's done here explaining, we'll dismiss Nick, and then the board can have an open conversation.
Okay, that's great.
Sure,
no, I think, and I can be pretty familiar, Nick, I think, with what Tom's done for us, because he's helped us through a lot of this stuff, and it sounds like this is kind of what you guys do, and it would relieve you of some of that. It would be cheaper for the district, which is important for us to consider, than to have a company that's done this and continues to do it. It's really helpful.
Nick, do you want to kind of explain your fee structure there that you have on this?
Yeah, absolutely. It depends on the district. You know, a basic single district that's going to meet a few times throughout the year, and the majority of our work is going to be back of house administrative, state compliance, record keeping, board meeting kind of coordination, and general administration. We bill out at a not to exceed amount of $10,000 per year. And it's about that simple. Additional out of scope items are billed on top of that. We haven't yet seen that happen. with any of our Utah clients. So we're very good about honoring that administrative cap.
And you know, if a legal issue comes up, I mean, are you available? I guess the question, it's nice to call Tom and talk through things. I mean, are you guys available for us to call and say, hey, we probably ought to get Tom involved, or this is how we should handle these certain things, because this is a little bit new to us?
Yeah, absolutely. Myself or one of my colleagues will serve on the district, attend all of your board meetings, serve as an advisor. We won't give you legal advice. We can't give you legal advice, but we will work closely with Tom and David and the rest of your consultant team, and happy to reach out to others if and when necessary.
So we can go over some of that in the board discussion, but this, I think this kind of gives an introduction to the concept and an introduction to CLA and Nick and his team. Appreciate you putting this together, Nick. I think that's probably good enough for today. You can sign off and we'll have kind of a board discussion, and then I'll get back to you.
Okay. Well, thank you all so much, and enjoy the rest of your meeting, and hope to work together.
Thank you.
See ya.
Thanks,
Nick.
And did you need me on anymore, Tom? Are you guys good?
No, I think we're good, David. But it's sure nice to see you.
Yeah, likewise. You guys have a great day. Nice to see you all.
Great.
All right.
Thank you.
So the board members, I think that, you know, this will be kind of a transition, but I spoke with DA Davidson before going down the path of reaching out to service providers. And each district has to have district counsel, district engineer, and district accountant. And so I will still be around, and I plan on attending the board meetings, but I won't be doing all the back of house branding. I won't be doing all the back of house of setting up agendas, hosting the meetings, record keeping, all of that. You know, the budget requires two meetings every year. So, you know, usually the board will have five meetings a year. Now, your Ridges should be pretty simple district to run, because you're not, you know, you don't have
multiple phases.
You don't have tax.
We don't have,
you don't have tax stuff. And so, you know, I mean, part of the thing here is that these districts are valuable for developers to use as a financing mechanism for horizontal improvements, but it has to fit within a financial model that makes sense. And so I think some of the developers we're working with are seeing, holy cow, it sounds great on the front end, but on the back end, you know, we've got this $20,000 to $50,000 annual reoccurring compliance stuff that needs to go through. And so I'm just looking for a way that I think there's a need for district management services, you know, because if I'm spending $20,000 to $30,000 in legal fees a year, and these guys can do it in 10, and my bill goes down to 10, I mean, you're saving money, and so that's the impetus. Two other companies that I've reached out to, and I'm happy to put you, the board, in contact with them. One is Pam Giss with Launch Development. The other one is a guy by the name of Mike Jensen that works for Snow Jensen. It's a law firm down in St. George. I personally think CLA is the better route to go, because especially for you guys, because they're your accountant. So there's a lot of, you know, coordination there. So I deal with David and Shelby, you know, we deal with Nick. But you know, we could certainly the district's not necessarily subject to the procurement code, okay, you know. But we could get bids for at least from launch. I'm not sure I would recommend to the district the other subsidiary. I don't even kind of know what it's called, but I had a conversation with them. They seemed a little bit disorganized.
Well, COA's been great with the accounting. They've done this in 300 districts, 20 here in Utah already. I mean, Ryan, how do you feel about this? I'm kind of inclined if we don't have to go into the procurement, let's make a decision. 10,000 seems reasonable to me. Do you know what launch charges?
I don't know what they would charge. What I would recommend is that, that's why I dismissed, CLA, is I wanted the board to kind of have an open conversation if this is something you want to pursue. If it is, then I would recommend we do two things. Number one, let's get a bid from CLA, a statement of work and their engagement letter. I'll reach out to Launch Development and get a bid for them to provide district council services. And then at our
Not
next
district council. District,
no, excuse district. Me, district. Yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm trying to get rid of everything. No. District management. Then I think we can set up another meeting. And whether it's, it would probably be before our next Q3 meeting. We can just have a Zoom meeting. And the two things we'd consider for action items would be engaging either CLA or launch. But I don't know. What do you think, Mac or Ryan?
My only hesitation is he's a Colorado Buffalo, but he can deal with that.
Yeah, that's hard.
Well, yeah, I would agree with that. I think it's unlikely it's going to be less than $10,000 out there. I'm very comfortable with that bid, but I think it's prudent to make sure we get the full scope of work as well as at least one other bid so that we know that this is reasonable.
Let's do that. Okay. Do we have to have a meeting to do that? Can we decide if they pick the best one we decide and just move forward?
Yeah. And then we can ratify it at the next
one. Ratify it rather than have another meeting, unless you, because you can send us out their proposals when we send them to you, right, Tom? We can all look at it. We can even coordinate, I think, Brian or Mac and I over email.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, let's just create a motion. Do we have a motion to authorize the district chair to obtain engagement letters for district management services and from Clifton Larson Allen and Launch Development and make a decision on which firm to go with for district management services?
I'll make that motion.
Do we have a second?
Second.
So the motion is made by Dave Kilpak with a second by Mac Jensen. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. I think we can go to our next set, which is administrative non-action items. We don't have anything listed on the agenda, so I'm going to quickly open it up to the board to see if there's any administration non-action items you guys want to discuss today.
I don't think so on the record. I have one item afterwards after we're off the record that maybe.
Okay, sounds great. Okay, well, do we have a motion to adjourn?
I motion that we adjourn.
Do we have a second?
I'll second.
All right. Motion made by Mac Jensen, second by Ryan Tidwell. All in favor say aye or yes.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Great to see everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Off the recording.